Mayor Derek Corrigan was first elected to Burnaby City Council in 1987, serving as councillor for 15 years until his election as mayor in 2002, where he has held the post since, representing BC's third largest city. At present, Mayor Corrigan serves on several council committees, including regional planning, water, and transportation. Mayor Corrigan is also a member of the International Mayors for Peace organization and received special recognition in the United Nations Nuclear Non-Proliferation Conference. Mayor Derek Corrigan joins us today. Mayor Corrigan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Burnaby, and I'm looking forward to the interview.
Oh, well, thank you very much for joining us. So I'd like to talk to you today about the 2010 Vancouver Olympics. How will the Vancouver 2010 Olympics affect Burnaby, and what is your stance on the Olympic Games?
Well, let me answer the second part first. Burnaby supported the Olympic Games very early on. We did so because Simon Fraser University was the proposed site for the speed skating oval, and we saw a real benefit to SFU as a result of the Olympics coming in that they would finally be able to accomplish some of the athletic facilities that they required through the largesse of the Olympics coming to our community. So, you know, we went in essentially under false pretenses. We were told by John Furlong that absolutely SFU was going to be the site, and that Burnaby really should be supportive of SFU. And we agreed, said we would support the Olympics, knowing that there was going to be a benefit to the university and the students at the university, many of whom come from our community and surrounding suburban communities. So we certainly saw that as being optimistic. Later on, as you know, the speed skating oval was taken from SFU and ended up in Richmond. Richmond committed, I think, $100 million to the project, and SFU could certainly not afford to put that kind of money into the Olympic project. So eventually they were excluded, but we remained on the books as being supportive of the Olympics, although, you know, it's clear that our council then had significant concerns because I think many of them felt that they'd been betrayed.
So as of right now, is the council for, or do they have an official stance on whether they're for or against the Olympics?
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics, and so there hasn't been any revocation of that vote that was originally taken, and there's been no need to, because I think that you can come through as positive about the idea of the Olympics and the competition and still have objections to the corporatism that's attached to the Olympics and the amount of money that may be spent by the provincial government, and certainly the lack of transparency in those expenditures. So many of the projects we've objected to have not really been Olympic projects, but have certainly been, in at least in the mind of the province, necessary to the Olympics. And I think the Canada line, the RAB line, would come first on that list. But beyond that, there's the, I think, $600-800 million that was spent on the Sea to Sky Highway, and then the $900 million that was spent on the convention center downtown. So you've got, you know, essentially billions of dollars worth of projects that stretch well beyond the Olympics into infrastructure, and the priorities set for that infrastructure were done purely based on Vancouver putting its best face on for the Olympics.
And speaking of the provincial government, in April 2007, you said, quote, "Perhaps some of you can now understand why it is so difficult to work with the provincial government. They ignore our advice, make unilateral decisions, and proceed without consultation. Riding high in the polls, they do not think it necessary to have our support or even to inform us of their intentions." Can you describe the relationship between you and the provincial government as to date concerning the Olympics?
Well, it hasn't improved, and but I think that that probably the relationship that we have is true for many of the other municipalities. They're often not quite as vocal. I'm very well known for being absolutely frank in my opinions and attempting as best I can to let the public know exactly where I'm coming from at any given time in regard to our relationships with the federal, provincial government, or with other municipalities. So, you know, I try not to hide things behind a veneer of civility when it's not working well. And I think clearly the relationship with the provincial government and municipalities right across British Columbia has been poisoned over the last years, and and certainly has only gotten worse since they were reelected, with just a multitude of downloads, problems associated with their misinformation about the budget, the HST, additional medical service premiums. I mean, it goes on and on, that much of what the provincial government said during the election was patently untrue, and that many of the people who voted for them were essentially tricked into providing their votes, thinking that circumstances were much different than they really are.